A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the plight of Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa, whose permits are set to expire by the end of June this year. Among these women, who are employed mostly in restaurants and who work as domestic workers, among other jobs, Zimbabweans in South Africa are expected to regularize their status by the end of June or face deportation. Most of these women say they are breadwinners, and failure to renew their permits will affect their families, not only in South Africa, but in Zimbabwe as well. Yep. Loge. Asizweni ke yebo ke siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwe Women's Round Table lapho esicubungula eziphathelane labesifazana. Lamhlanje ke sihlaziya udaba lwabeZimbabwe abahlala lokusebenza eSouth Africa osokufanele besuke kuleli lizwe inyanga kaNhlangula lonyaka ingakedluli ngoba incwadi ezibavumela ukuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni ezamaZimbabwe special permits sezifike kumlindi uyacina ukambe lokhu kuphatha njani abesifazana iningi labo elisebenza emakhishini emakhefa kumbe khona emahofisini imndeni yabo ke ekhaya ethembele kubo yikho ke esizabe sikuhlaziya lamhlanje. The Zimbabwean Embassy in South Africa says it is making efforts to repatriate its citizens back home. Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamaziripi, explains the government's repatriation process.
Is those who are holding the Zimbabwean exemption permits here in South Africa, if the expiry of those permits decide to stay here or to go elsewhere, again, that is their decision. What we are saying today, and it is not in any way trying to instruct or direct individuals to take this or that decision. We are merely anticipating the fact that come end of June, some ZEP holders will not have been able to renew their visas or their permits. Some ZEP holders have decided they want to go back to Zimbabwe and they need assistance. And they are the ones who we are addressing to say, if you do need some assistance, the government of Zimbabwe is giving you the opportunity to be able to take advantage of that assistance.
But does everyone welcome this move? Let's hear from Nokuthula Ngcobo. That was Nokuthula Ngcobo, a woman living in South Africa who says she does not want to return to Zimbabwe, citing economic hardships in her home country. To discuss the issue raised in depth, we are joined by Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokodo and Nomathamsa Nqandlovu, who is leading a WhatsApp chat group of women who wish to return to Zimbabwe. Yes, we'll start with you, Ms. Matutu. Welcome to the show. Ms. Matutu, are you there? If Ms. Matutu is not there, let's hear from Ms. Nomathamsa Nqandlovu.
Yeah, good evening to you all in Studio 7.
Yebo ke, ngabe ngikhuluma lo Nomathamsa Nqandlovu?
Yebo.
Yebo ke, kulungile, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, so lapha besifuna ukwazi ukuthi which language is more comfortable? Can we be using English or isiNdebele?
Siyasebenzisa zonke, but if we can start in English, we understand you are leading a group of women. You have your WhatsApp group where you discuss about going back to Zimbabwe. Can you explain about your group? Why you want to go back home? We just heard Nokuthula Ngcobo saying she does not want to return to Zimbabwe.
Right, yeah, it could be true that people don't want to return to Zimbabwe. We have already faced the same problem here, whereby we tried to go to informal settlement to speak to the people about the returning of home. And the response now seems to be very, very different from the previous one. Because now it's like they are a little bit more reluctant to go back home because of some violence that is going on, political violence. And also they are citing things like saying that going back to Zimbabwe is like hell. Because here, even if we are not working, but we wake up in the morning, we take our children to where the bins are going out. We know exactly when the dustbins are going out at certain places. We go there. We can manage to pick up clothes from the dustbins. We can pick up the pieces of bread. We are living from that. So they are living like scavengers anyway. But we are finding it very, 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 you know, hazy, because this is not what we are looking forward to seeing the Zimbabweans living such kind of a life, whereby our dignity is stripped off, our lives are taken for granted. It's like we are no longer... You know, I don't know what we are, where we belong now. We have lost everything that we were before. So they want to go home, but now they are not willing to go home because they are saying, even if the buses come that want to ferry us home, we are going to stone them because we don't want to go home. Zimbabwe is not a place to be.
So in other words, are you saying the members in your group want to return to Zimbabwe or not?
They want to retain. Most of them, they want to retain. Most of them are still willing to retain.
Okay. But have you approached the embassy about your request? Because as you heard, the Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, Mr. Hamaziripi, was saying there will be people who will be repatriated. Have you approached the embassy?
Yes, we did. We did last year in April. That was our first thing when the ground was also not okay for the Zimbabweans. And then we gathered as women to say, please, let's do something, especially for the sake of our children. That we cannot have our children, you know, you can't run away from a war and leave him behind your child. And that can happen when the war starts here. You can even forget about the child sleeping on the bed and run for your dear life. So we're saying this is not what we want to see. So now it's like after approaching the Azim community members, including, actually we're working with the man called Ubaba Mkwanan. Right, we put the matter to him and he quickly picked it up. And then he was asking for lists for the people who want to go. So now it's like we were resuming now, starting from where we had left, because every time we approached the embassy, everything was left hanging and we were nowhere to go again. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Right now, the Zimbabwean embassy says it has started registering people want to return home. Are you part of that process? Have your members registered?
Yes, they definitely. Actually, the problem now was with the ZEP holders, because it was like the directive is saying only the ZEP holders are the ones who are going to be catered for. So now on the ground, where I was operating with the people here, I am a ZEP holder, but the people that are around me, they are completely with not even a single paper. So these also want to go home. But now they are angry with me, saying before there was nothing like only the ZEP. It was like everybody. But now it's like this, only ZEP. Now it's a problem.
Yebo ke siyakuzwa ke ungasifinqela njalo khonokho bokukhuluma ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi Kahle kahle iqembu labesifazane elilalo ku WhatsApp group ngobani lifuna ukwenzani njalo kuyini eselikwenzile kathesi kukanti lifuna uncedo bani.
Right, thina i group yethu ingeyabo mama nje ababhekane labo mama esibabonayo esilabo lapha e South Africa. Asebephila kabuhlungu. Njalo ke thina singomama si we are just ordinary omama abafila inhliziyo zethu ukuthi a kumele kube lo muntu ongazama ukukhulumela lezi
hayi no I can't hear you
ye ungaqhubeka
sorry
ungaqhubeka ye
ye ngithi so sikhangelane labo mama laba sibona impilo zabo bephila kabuhlungu njengokuthi ubone akasela msebenzi akasasebenza akasakhona ukukhokhela irent right now I have an incident whereby umama uhlala phandle labantwana ulokhelwe irumu iroom ahlala kilo lilokhiwe linjalo impahla yakhe ingaphakathi and where she is staying is very dangerous. Now I have to go down and try to help umama lo ngokumnikeza something ukuthi azame ukuphila but at the same time besengifisa lokuthi even nami ngihlala ku-one room I can accommodate here. So we are facing in this katesinzima hayi kancane. So besicela ukuthi uma usizo lungaba khona. Omama laba before they were making a living out of nothing. You know, abanye basiza baba fortunate enough athola ukuphila, abanye abazange babe fortunate enough. What hayi bazamile. Njengabo mama baphilayo bazamile ukubuthanisa lokhu lalokhu so bathi uma kulosizo olungaba khona bacela ukuthwalwa le impahla zabo babuyiselwe emakhaya ngokuthula.
Mhm. Hayi ke kuyezwakala siyezwa njalo lapha unkosikazi we are also expecting Victress Matutu. She is saying we can call her now, she couldn't hear me. I hope she will come back online. Kodwa ke sesibuyela njalo kuwe u-ambassador yena uthini nxa selimtshela ukuthi hayi lathi lanxa singelancwadi ezeneleyo kodwa sifuna ukubuyela ekhaya.
Ya inkinga-ke yilezi ezokuthi u-ambassador simzwile ngempela ekhuluma the day elokhuza indaba yakhe whether it was Pretoria or Cape Town I can't remember. We're listening to him when he was speaking. He came with TV, sambona ekhuluma. Ethi yena they are ready ukurepatriate amaZimbabweans. Of which abantu ingxaki ababelayo yileyi eyokuthi sokungathi sokulenketha bethabi sokuthiwa kuhamba abale-ZEP kuphela abangenayo abayindawo. So manje abangenama-ZEP yibo abasenkingeni enkulu kakhulu. Ina esilama-ZEP. Njengoba nginje I'm working ngaba lazi inkinga kodwa kuhluphi kangako but laba abanye bethu kade bephila from nowhere but now it's impossible.
Mhm. Yebo ke yikho ke libhekana lakho ke lokho
yebo baba. So esibhekane lakho ikho lokho ukuthi abasakhoni ukuthi baphile ngokudayisa ezitaradeni njalo these days kulethiwa yi-stop and search. So abantu bayastopwa kuyamawunta anyway inantuka i-roadblock. Recently the people were picked the S13 enhlala kiso ngesiyemsebenzini. So the problem now we are having is umama angathathwa lowo yi-breadwinner uvela drop umntwana esikolweni ebesejojwa ngamaphoyisa sesiyabekwa esitokisini kuthiwe ukuphuma kwakhe kumele ahlawule inhlawulo engango-3,000 or 3,500. So look at this little one now, I'm dropped esikolweni. Ebuya esikolweni ubuya ku one room. That one room is where she resides or he resides. And the mother is gone. Bekana le situation enjalo sisi sithandekile. How would you treat such kind of a job of survival?
Yebo ke hayi siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you Noma Thamsanqa Ndlovu for joining us tonight. It's time now to take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are discussing the plight of Zimbabweans, particularly women living and working in South Africa, whose special permits are set to expire by the end of June this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Yes, before we go, we can go to our callers. Let's go back to Noma Thamsanqa Ndlovu, our guest for tonight. Can you tell us ngolimi lwesiShona ukuthi lina lingobani abesifazana njalo kuyini eliwenzayo leli kufisayo?
Right, ngilama lady teachers, they are teaching at Midrand High, Mapeza FT, na this other one is what now the name, I can't remember, because I operate normally with Mapeza FT. So this is the lady actually, Oani Pushayo, Putinite Basairine, Reputiti Batran, because the like impi upenyu wedu is no longer working properly. We are like, actually we are now developing imkhuhlane ngoba into esinayo is like we don't even see any hope yokuthi we will ever upbring our children in a decent way, you see. So omama vanamai vari muno mu South Africa vari kuchema nokuti tiri kukumbira kudzoserwa kumusha. Tawana zvinhu zvakawanda zvokuita munomu. We are not going to be packing people with nothing to do. Siyakhona ukwenza into ezinengi. We've learnt a lot, more than enough. So tiri kukumbira kubatsirwa kuti when we get home, we want to do something. Yeah. We are really prepared to kwenza something to, for the benefit of our citizens who are losing it each and every day. You know, ukubona emkhukwini like ukaenda kumikhukhu, you find vana vekuZimbabwe vanobarwa nevana mai vekuZimbabwe. The kids are walking around, they are not going to school. Huh? Abaye esikolweni, abanye baxotshiwe, abanye they are supposed to bring ama papers. So it's a hell lot of chaos.
Mhm. Yeah, hayi kuyezwakala. Ungabamba khona pho mbijana. Now we welcome our callers who say they would like to aid their views on the topic. Yeah, ngubani umlaleli esilaye ecingweni? Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye?
Ngiyabonga umuntu wemfundo ngikunikele. Mina ngikhuluma. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, awuzwakali kuhle. Ngubani engila ecingweni? Ye, uyangizwa mlaleli? I think we have a problem with that line there. Yebo ke nxa ungezwakali, asithatheni njalo omunye. Ngubani omunye njalo osecingweni? Ngubani esila ecingweni?
Hello.
Hello, mbani engikhuluma laye?
Ngizani nguVictor Mathethe okhulumayo.
Wo ye, bengisadinga ukuthi mbani ngila ecingweni lapha ngingazwisisa ukuthi kuthini. Yes, we welcome you to the show, Victor Mathethe. Lapha ke sicubungula udaba olusegudwini olwama special permits, which are set to expire in June. Yes, tell us what's happening now and what you know about the program, and if you are engaged in registering to go back home or otherwise.
Thank you for welcoming me on your show. It's very difficult to say we are helping registering those who want to be repatriated back home. As of now, you know what, a lot of people, ZDP holders, they are still holding on to maybe by the time the ZDP ends, there will be something that will come that's different, that will come from the Home Affairs that's different. People are not, they are not keen on registering to go back home. The only people that I see that are saying they want to go back home, is that the non-ZEP holders are the ones who are saying they're going to, they will be able to go back home. But again, as we heard that the ambassador said, the government is only going to be assisting the ZEP holders in going back home. So I don't know what's going to happen to the people that are non-ZTP holders. But as of now, I can assure you that some people, like a lot of people are ZTP holders, still hanging on there, thinking maybe there will be something positive that will come out before the 30th of June 2023. So we are all sitting here hoping that something comes up, because really, of course, the government may say it offers the help to repatriate us back to them. But what are we going to go there and do? Is the Zimbabwean economic situation ready for us?
Yes,
that's the question.
So
we are like, maybe if South Africa can give us another grace period, so we can maybe, while we are on that grace period, maybe things will change back in Zim.
Yes, talking of Zimbabwe, Victress, we have a caller here, Patricia Chabalala. She is in Zimbabwe. Siyakwamukela ecingweni, Machabalala. Hayi, ngabona ke ucingo lwakhe alusangenanga ke. Usungaqhubeka ke Victress Mathuthu ukuthi what is the plight? What do you think will be the plight of those working there in South Africa if they were to go back home? We know that most of them are breadwinners. What do they tell you? What do you think will happen? Victress Mathuthu. Yes, while we wait for Victress Mathuthu, for those who are just joining us, who are talking about the Zimbabwe special permits, which are set to expire in June, looking at how it will affect women who are working in South Africa. Most of them are breadwinners, and we know that once they don't have anything to do there, their families will suffer. We've heard that most women rely on the remittances, most families rely on remittances sent from South Africa, not only South Africa, in other countries. But now the issue at stake is the ZIM permits, which are set to expire. Njalo siyezwa ke labade lokho sixoxa labo bayatsho ukuthi kulabanye abafuna ukubuyela ekhaya, kulabanye abangafuneli ukubuya ekhaya. Useyikhuphileke endlubini ekhasini uVictress Mathuthu lapho uthi yena hayi abanye abathi bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya yilabo abavele bengalancwadi zokusebenza ngokusemthethweni. Omunye wabo nje besilayo khonapha ecingweni uNoma Thamsanqa Ndlovu obesichasisela ngokuthi bona bafuna ke ukubuyela ekhaya. Yes, so if we can go back to Noma Thamsanqa Ndlovu or anyone on the line, kuyini ongasitshela khona? Yes, ngubani esilayo ecingweni kathesi? Nxa ungizwa nje ungakhuluma sikuzwe, ngoba mbona ingani isile ngxaki emtshineni yethu ukuthi sizwananeni ukuthi ngubani okhulumayo. Yebo ke ungaqhubeka nxa ungizwa.
Hello.
Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye?
Ngumathuthu again.
Yeah, asiqhubeke ke ngengxoxo yethu ngolimi lesiNdebele. Kambe kuzayenzakalani nxa besifazana laba bengalahlekelwa imisebenzi?
Eyi, indaba enzima le. Yazi indaba enzima okokuthi
abamama abaningi abasebenza lapha eSouth Africa yibo abangama breadwinner abafaka ukudla ematafuleni ezimulini zabo kakhulu. So nxa kuyukuthi imisebenzi yaphela, abantu banikezwa loshwele wokuthi bazothwala bahanjise eZimbabwe, bafike benzini? Siworried ukuthi nxa befika khona ngale kuzaba nendlela yini zokuthi baziphilise, baphinde baphilise izimuli zabo kade bevele beziphilisa behlezi lapha eSouth Africa. So kukhanya kuzaba ngomqansa mpela, ngoba akukho umuntu osasele into ebambekayo ukuthi mina ngahamba ekhaya ngizofika ngithi. Noma imisebenzi abayenzayo lapha kunzima ukuthi bazafika ekhaya beqhubeke ngayo leyo msebenzi. Akukho lula ukuthi bazofika beqhubeke ngaleyo msebenzi, ngoba imisebenzi yinto engekhoyo. So abantu omama abaningi basevalweni nje lokuthi yebo singabe sithenjiswa ukubisela ekhaya, kodwa sibisela ekhaya sifike senzeni ukuzasiphilisa lezi muli zethu.
Yes, siyabona ukuthi isikhathi siyasondela sokuzafika komlindo uyacina ngencwadi lezo zokusebenza. Inyanga sezizindlutshwana mpela. Ubona ingane abantu lokho bethembile ukuthi kukhona okuzayenzakala.
Lona ithemba abantu abalilahli kuze kube sekugcineni, kodwa okwamanje lithemba lakhona elikhona selilincane kakhulu. Ukuthi singathi abantu basathembile ukuthi ngemva kokuthi nxa sikhumbula kahle ama-permit lawa kade kumele aphele ngo-December 2021, ushwele oselokhu engezelelwa ukuthi hhayi azophela ngesikhathi esingakazophela isikhathi esingaka, siyabona sokungezelelwe kakhulu. Njalo amathuba okuthi kuphinde kungezelelwe vele hhayi asemancane kakhulu. Ithemba lintela liyalincipha lezi nyanga nje bazisiya zisondela, sesibalo soselinyanga ezine ukuthi ama-permit laphelwe isikhathi. Ithemba liyalincipha kakhulu ukuthi kungaba lokunye itshintsho olungenzeka olungabe lungathi liyalivuna ama-ZPP holders.
Yebo ke, kodwa uke wezwa omunye wethu ebesikhuluma laye lapha, unkosikazi noMathamsanqa Ndlovu, uthi bona bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya lalaba bangalancwadi zokuhamba. Ubona ingani ngumbono omuhle yini lo njalo uhulumende kufanele abaxhase na?
Khona ngokungumbono omuhle ukuthi wonke umuntu olesisho sokuthi abuyele eZimbabwe, nxa uhulumende esenelise ukuthi axhase, kuxhaswe wonke umuntu. Yebo siyazi ukuthi laba abantu abangama-holders a-ZEP uhulumende ukhulumela kibo kakhulu, ngoba yibo ababhekele ukuthi ngabahlezi lapha eSouth Africa okusemthethweni, okuyiba baphelwa ngamaphepha kade bayasebenzisa asemthethweni. Kodwa lalaba abahlezi okungekho emthethweni, nxa kukhona abafisa ukuthi ukuthi hhayi sebesokunzima lapha, sebebona kungcono ukuthi bayehlupheka behlezi ekhaya, nxa uhulumende engenelisi ukuthi abasize labo kuyabe kulungile. Kodwa asazi noma uzokwenelisa, ngoba abantu abahlezi lapha bengela maphepha baningi kakhulu. Okokuthi uhulumende kuzamele ukuthi nxa esithi thatha lelo gxathi lokuthi usencedisa wonke umuntu ubuyela ekhaya, kuyabe sekuyinto mpela ezomele ukuthi ezodla kumbe ngithi esikhwameni sikahulumende ukuthi kubuyiselwe bonke abantu ekhaya. Njalo kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu nxa befika ekhaya yebo basiza ukuthi babuyele ekhaya, basiza ukuthi bafike ekhaya befike benzeni? Yikho esikhala ngakho ukuthi bazofika ekhaya benzeni.
Yes, so are you saying the people do not trust what the ambassador has said, that they will be given assistance when they get home?
Yeah, whoever is needing that assistance must take advantage of what the ambassador said and get repatriated to Zimbabwe. So if anyone is in need of that help, please go there and
make it. Unfortunately, isikhathi savuma ukuthi sibe sonke. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to thank to our guest, Victress Matutu noMathamsanqa Ndlovu, and all our callers. And remember, our regular radio news shows are 7 days a week. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.